96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
I went out to Steve's police. I felt like I was back in Iraq.
Five people were transported medically from the scene. We do not and will not give out their names.
Authorities are continuing to investigate the crime, and the assailant has now died.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Ambush at the baseball park, Republican congressman under attack. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we've assembled a panel of experts to examine every aspect of today's mass shooting at Eugene Simpson Baseball Field in Alexandria, Virginia. My guests, D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, Dr. Elsie Scott, political analyst and director of the Ronald Walters Leadership and Public Policy Institute at Howard University, and Dr. Tyrone Powers, former FBI agent and director of the Homeland Security Criminal Justice Institute. If you have a question or a comment, call us. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let me go right to this, Congresswoman Norton. Your reaction to this shooting, a horrific, horrific morning.
Harold, I was stunned. I was stunned because Republicans and Democrats at their respective sites have been practicing for some time now. Now, I imagine that their staff tweets where they're going to be, but I didn't even know they were out there. So the notion that members would be at risk at the quintessential bipartisan event, the baseball game, which, as you said, has been going on since 1909, would never have crossed anybody's mind. On the other hand, Harold, I must say that I think it's time for a reflection by members of Congress about whether we've exercised the kind of leadership we should. Now, this man apparently was an extreme partisan. He may have been that way on his own. But certainly since the presidential election, we've seen things happen in our country I've never seen before. What was important about what happened in the House today is that the entire House gathered on the House floor and the partisanship dissolved, at least for today, as if to say, when you attack one of ours, you have to understand we are a tribe when it comes to the House of Representatives. And I think that was the right message to send out. So the question I have for my colleagues, frankly for me and for the president, is what is our message going to be tomorrow and next week?
I don't have Dr. Powers for long, but Dr. Powers, looking at this at first blush, do we need to really rethink our views about terrorism? From all accounts, this was a political attack.
Yeah, a couple of things. We're kind of in a culture of violence. I mean, we've seen terrorist attacks around the world, from Paris to Manchester to London. And whatever your extreme position is, what you've noticed if you've been watching these events and if you're a person that is leaning towards some extremism is that the vulnerability of people when they're least expecting to be hit. And so we have to understand, you know, 911 again said it was a failure of imagination. We have to understand that there are people out there in all kind of extreme positions, whether it's political or whether it's just terrorism, that are looking for opportunities, vulnerable opportunities to carry out these attacks. Clearly, this presented this to this particular individual. So I think from a Homeland Security standpoint, and from my career as an FBI agent, I have to say that we can probably anticipate that wherever we are vulnerable, there will be individuals who will try to carry out these attacks. Places that have been made hard are now hard targets. so they will move towards soft targets. And we're just going to have to increase security. In this situation, we're going to have, if Congress people are out, we're going to have some coordination between the Capitol Police and the local police departments to let them know they're in that park. And sometimes the presence is a deterrent in and of itself. Hardening the target is a deterrent in and of itself. But we cannot continue with the failure of imagination, because even if we get all the language right, even if we're not at each other's throats in terms of Republicans or Democrats or the president and other people, there are still people with grievances, and there are people that can see now from watching these world events that they can get attention if they hit the right people at the right location. So we have to anticipate that and secure those locations.
Dr. Scott, one of the things that was really fascinating was, first of all, on Capitol Hill today, there was unity, there was bipartisan support, prayers and well wishes for the victims. But on social media today, the trolls were relentless. It literally took just a handful of minutes for Twitter and Facebook and other social media platforms to blow up with negative partisan trolling. What's going on here?
You are absolutely correct. As I strolled through Twitter today, I was amazed at some of the negative comments made. And one of the ones that struck me was Donald Trump. It was either Donald Trump or Eric, one of the president's sons, made a comment to the effect about, this is what happens, you know, when you have the other side doing certain things. So, you know, I was happy to see what was happening on the Hill, but hoping that with the Hill setting an example, that maybe we'll have other people in society, you know. But last year, well, 2 years ago, on June the 17th, when we had the shooting at Mother Emanuel, and many people felt like the example that the victims there, the families of the victims, with the forgiveness, that the rest of society would pick up some of that. Much of society didn't, but we did see Nikki Haley, who was the governor at that time of South Carolina, did take down the flag, and there was some movement there by the public officials. So I think public officials have to continue to lead by example, and maybe the rest of the country will follow.
And that flag, you mean the Civil War rebel battle flag.
Confederate, yeah. Yes.
Well, this isn't, if I could just say one thing on that, because this symbolism is important. And this isn't really the equivalent, but one important thing that is going to happen tomorrow is this game is going on. And that's very important, mm-hmm. that at Nationals Park, we're going to have this game. It's not going to be put off. Very important act of leadership. And representing the District of Columbia, I must tell you, as a self-interested party, the proceeds are going to the D.C. Boys and Girls Clubs. Mm-hmm. They've added the Fallen Heroes, which it seems to me was appropriate.
Absolutely. Real quick, Dr. Powers, before I lose you, we are the FBI. And other investigators certainly have to ask themselves, where were their eyes? Where were their ears? This man was also trolling President Trump on social media. But, you know, what's the nexus when you're talking about, you know, freedom of speech versus terror threat? Where are we with that?
Yeah, you can identify, and they are talented at identifying certain threats that require elevated attention, but in a nation where we value freedom of speech and freedom of expression, you cannot necessarily investigate and follow every individual who has something negative to say, specifically when they do not talk about specific violence. I think that there are certain people and there are certain keywords, there are certain phrases that elevate that concept of security, that security threat, and you begin to follow and locate those people. But I will say this, and I will say this again, in general, we're going to have to harden targets that we know would be opportunities for individuals, no matter what their political message is, whether it's international terrorism or right-wing terrorism or left-wing terrorism. You have to harden targets in security spaces, because they know now for a fact, and not just based on what has happened here, but what has happened in places like Paris, Manchester, and London, that there are vulnerable places, and they will get attention. And whatever they feel like they haven't been heard on will be heard, even if they're no longer here to hear it. And so the agencies, which have a specific mission, and that is to provide security, to do threat assessments, will have to at least provide the appearance, so it's a deterrent at these particular events. Even if we came to the conclusion that we could all be more civil to each other, there are people out there who are dealing with mental health and mental illness issues that see these as an opportunity to get attention they wouldn't get otherwise, and so security agencies have to anticipate that and put things in place to protect them. The good thing, the game is going on tomorrow. There will be appropriate security in place, but there will be people who will look for other opportunities. We've had a congressperson shot before. We've had the San Bernardino shootings before. So those are the kind of things that we have to put in place where we can identify that there could be a vulnerable and high-value target for people who want attention. We have to put things in place to prevent it.
All right, Dr. Tyrone Powers, former FBI agent and director of the Homeland Security Criminal Justice Institute. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate your expertise on this matter as always. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. This is a special edition of the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141, Ambush at the Baseball Park. Republican Congressman under attack. We're going to go to the phones in just a bit. If you have a question, if you have a comment about this horrific incident today in Alexandria, Virginia, lines are now open again. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay on the phone. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.